You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WGBW Daily News Roundup for the Talk of Green Bay, 97.9 FM and 1590 AM.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Lisa Hale with this local news update. 5 additional cases of measles have been reported in Oconto County. They are linked to the 9 cases confirmed in early August, bringing the total number to 14. The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is advising everyone to check their vaccination status. Measles is a highly contagious vaccine-preventable disease that can cause serious health complications, including pneumonia, brain damage, deafness, and can sometimes be deadly. Governor Tony Evers recently signed a $4.2 million contract to improve 8 structures on U.S. Highway 151 and State Highway 55 in Calumet County. Construction has begun, and it'll take about 2 years to complete, with a winter shutdown in November. Portions of State Highway 55 and U.S. Highway 151 will have road closures and detours during construction. The project will remove deteriorating culverts and replace them. Existing guardrails will also be replaced. The Howard Village Board is set to review a revised deer hunting plan when it meets today. The village wants to reduce the deer population as homeowners have complained that deer are causing a nuisance. The plan would add 4 more areas to the deer management plan. The board meets at 6:30 this evening. A special prosecutor expects to decide in early September whether to file criminal charges against an Appleton area judge over his actions from the bench. Outagamie County Circuit Court Judge Mark McGinnis has been the subject of an investigation from the Wisconsin Department of Justice for over a year. McGinnis is accused of exceeding his authority by jailing a cement contractor over a private dispute that was not a matter before the court. The Wisconsin man accused of faking his own death and jetting off to Europe is set to enter a plea this week. Savannah Tomei Olson has details.
Authorities say Ryan Borgwart staged a kayaking accident on Big Green Lake about a year ago, wanting his family to get insurance money so he could seemingly start a new life with a woman he met online. Officials spent about $40,000 searching for him. As they began to unravel what happened, they learned he faked the accident, took a bus to Canada, flew to Paris, and then started living in the country of Georgia. The Green Lake County Sheriff's Office was communicating with him for weeks, first to confirm that he was alive and safe, then they tried to convince him to come home. Eventually it worked. Borgwart came back to the U.S. in December. Now he's charged with misdemeanor obstruction. He'll be in court on Tuesday to enter a plea and be sentenced. For Civic Media News, I'm Savannah Tomei Olson.
Quick Trip has settled a workers' disability complaint for $35,000. A former employee filed the complaint with the Federal Equal Employment Opportunity Commission in 2022, and according to the EEOC's investigation, Quick Trip intended to accommodate the employee's medical restrictions but misinterpreted the request and reduced her full-time schedule to 9 hours a week, forcing her to resign. Under the agreement, the employee will receive $35,000 in back pay and compensatory damages. This summer, a boater discovered the lost shipwreck of the Frank D. Barker off the coast of Door County. Matt Olson discovered the submerged shipwreck near Rowley's Bay. The State Historic Preservation Office confirmed that the vessel is the Frank D. Barker, built in 1867 and sunk in 1887. Olson is no stranger to finding shipwrecks. He also discovered an 1857 schooner, the Gray Eagle, and Sunshine, a scow schooner that was added to the National Register of Historic Places in 2023. News at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.FM. I'm Lisa Hale for 97.9 WGBW News.
Decisions in Green Bay. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. NFL, the Packers beat the Seahawks 20-7 over the weekend. Training camp over now, and the team must decide who will stay and who will be released. Kalen King hopes he's earned a spot as a defensive back. I asked him how he'll spend his time between now and tomorrow's 3 p.m. deadline to reduce the roster from 90 to 53 players.
Spending time myself, going over the film, and At the end of the day, it's not my decision to make, but only thing I can control is what I put on film, and I feel like I did my job today.
The Packers making a trade, sending a sixth-round pick to Philly for Eagles offensive tackle Darian Kennard. Baseball, the Brewers opening a four-game series at home tonight against the Diamondbacks. Yesterday, the team celebrating the life of Bob Uecker.
He had this larger-than-life personality, but if he never said one thing that was funny, and you just judged him as a baseball announcer, especially on the radio, Hall of Fame caliber baseball announcer.
That's Bob Costas with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Conrad Krieger. Well, in case you haven't heard, Avengers Doomsday is set to premiere December 18th of 2026 with Robert Downey Jr. as Dr. Doom. Yes, that's right. Iron Man is Dr. Doom. According to the Hot Mike podcast with John Roche, revealed that two actors clashed after one of them jokingly made a comment that the other found offensive. And the actor that made the joke? Ryan Reynolds. No surprise here. Many big-name actors are set to make an appearance in the movie. Pedro Pascal, Vanessa Kirby, Alan Cumming, Chris Hemsworth, and many more. And here's to hoping Robert Downey Jr. never takes off that Dr. Doom mask. Looking for a binge-worthy show to get you over to the football season? Look no further than Tacoma FD, from the makers of Super Troopers. I already binged my way through it in 2 weeks, and it was a super fun watch. If you like comfort shows to make you laugh, check it out, streaming on Netflix. According to Puberty, Glenn Powell was asked if he's interested in playing James Bond. Glenn responded then with, "The role should go to an authentic Brit," and said he could only play Jimmy Bond. Other names that were mentioned to play 007? British actors Henry Cavill and Aaron Taylor Johnson. With those actors, I don't get why Powell was even brought up. There is no official 007 plans yet, but Amazon MGM Studios has taken over creative control. Fantastic Four has been receiving praise since the release of the film. It's certified fresh on Rotten Tomatoes and has a 7.3 out of 10 on IMDb. On film-based platform Letterboxd, Paul Walter Hauser, who was Mole Man in the film, gave his own review. Hauser gave the film a 3.5 out of 5, saying, "I love the score, the production design, and the performances. I wish they hadn't cut my scene with Vanessa Kirby, but I'm stoked that I got to be in a Marvel movie. First world problems. I'm spoiled rotten to get to act." Happy Madison fans, you're in luck. According to Deadline, Adam Sandler is teaming up with Sean Levy's 21 Laps to develop a feature adaptation of Evan S. Porter's debut novel, Dad Camp. Dad Camp is a heartwarming novel about a loving dad who drags his 11-year-old daughter to father-daughter week at a remote summer camp, their last chance to bond before he loses her to teenage girlhood. Kevin Jakubowski is set to write the script. Jakubowski has worked on projects such as Brickleberry, 8-Bit Christmas, and School of Rock. Are you looking for a new piece of memorabilia? Tobey Maguire's spider suit that has been worn heavily during filming in Spider-Man 2 and 3 is set to be auctioned off on September 4th on Pro Store Auction. According to Puberty, the spandex still contains some of its original foam padding beneath the fabric. Well, if that's the case, you still might be able to smell Maguire and catch his hate for paparazzi as well. The suit is estimated to smell, oops, I meant sell, for $200,000. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be another really nice fall-like day today. Mostly sunny with a high right around 68 this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the upper 40s to near 50 for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high near 70. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
That's your WGBW Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WGBW.fm. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.